Most Americans don't get enough exercise, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control. And those over the age of 65 are the least likely to get with the program. But for one couple in Topsom, exercise is more important than ever as an antidote to a progressive disease. Patty White brings us the third story in our series, In This Life.
For most of his 80 years, Ted Reis has embraced a central guiding philosophy.
Let me put it this way. Day without exercise, day without sunshine.
And he's made sure to get his daily dose through one sport in particular, wrestling. Reis started when he was 12 and went on to compete at Yale and the Marine Corps. He was a spotter for the U.S. Olympic team and has been called a pioneer of the sport in Maine after starting a few high school championship wrestling programs, as well as the men's program at the University of Southern Maine. But recently, Reis has picked up a new form of exercise.
Right, give me the left, give me the left.
Every Tuesday and Thursday, he boxes at the YMCA in Brunswick. Make no mistake, Reis still considers wrestling a superior sport. He boxes for a different reason. This is a class specifically designed for people with Parkinson's disease.
With the high-intensity exercise, it actually has a dopamine release in the brain.
Zach Hartman is an exercise physiologist with Midcoast Hospital in Brunswick. He helps lead the boxing classes called Rock Steady Boxing.
That's part of the reasons why people develop Parkinson's. They don't have that dopamine release, and they have lower amounts of dopamine released from the brain, so that high-intensity exercise actually produces more dopamine and helps kind of relieve some of the symptoms.
Rock Steady Boxing isn't contact boxing. Instead, Reis and others in the class cycle through stations, throwing jabs into punching bags, an instructor's mitts, or into small speed bags. It's 70 seconds on, 30 seconds rest. At the speed bag, Reis waits a few moments in between each strike for the bag to slow down so he can make a solid hit.
80 years old in Parkinson's, coordination's not there as much as it should be.
His coordination may not be what it used to be for Reis, but he's retained the toned physique of a lifelong athlete and can still drop down into a straight-as-a-board plank that puts those decades his junior to shame. Still, the Parkinson's is frustrating. Reis is not as quick as he used to be, and surprisingly, says his wife Lynn, he's not as motivated.
Sometimes he just doesn't feel like moving. So that it's insidious. It really is a very insidious, terrible disease, because you take someone who's very active and all of a sudden he just doesn't feel like it. And so I say, we're going, you know, we're going.
She said, we're going, because she's, as it's been in all parts of my life, she's been a huge part of it. Without her, I'd be sitting at home trembling. But I'm not.
Lynn makes sure that her husband gets to class every week and coaches him along as he practices agility and strength exercises, such as throwing a weighted ball against a wall.
Slow it down, that's it. Yes.
The goal of this class is to stave off the symptoms of Parkinson's. And Lynn says Ted's doctors believe that his lifelong commitment to exercise likely kept the disease at bay. Even though he was first diagnosed about a dozen years ago, it took about 10 years for the disease to manifest.
So that's why we keep exercising, because we're afraid to stop.
Reis has only been doing the boxing class for a couple of months, in addition to his own weightlifting and isokinetic exercises. He thinks it's helping, and not just physically.
The exercise is helpful, more important, seeing other people who have similar problems. Not the same problems, but similar problems.
Because your vision of Parkinson's is the guy sitting in the wheelchair drooling, you know, frozen. And to be around a group of people that this is not the way they're treated. And they're all active, and so on. So it gives you hope.
Okay, now we're going to do two punches with the same hand, okay, on our crosses.
For Ted Reis, there's no other option but to keep exercising.
It keeps me focused. It keeps me more alive at 80 than a lot of people are at 50.
Good. Come on.
For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.
There you go. 10 seconds left. Come on.
In This Life is made possible by a grant from the Dorie Taylor Charitable Foundation.